Hi, I'm DP Sidley along with Drew Doherty. It's a bye week for the Texans, but we're going to look ahead to the second half of the season. First and foremost, the quarterback situation, Case Keenum.
Yeah, you want to see what he can do if he plays again. He's probably going to be the starter. Gary Kubiak said earlier in the week that Matt Schaub is the starter. We have to look at things. I would be surprised if it's not Keenum going forward, at least against the Indianapolis Colts. So he was in about as hostile an environment as you could put a guy in. Now he comes home, and people get to wear red because it's going to be Battle Red Sunday night against Indianapolis. So what's he do with the offense?
One thing that's been replicated from last year, which is not a good thing, Brian Cushing out for the season. This is going to be really tough. How are the Texans going to bounce back in the second half?
Remains to be seen. It's one of the things you got to check out. Last year, they were a touchdown worse without Brian Cushing, roughly. You give up about 6.9, 6.8 more points per game with number 56 out. Heart and soul of the defense, they're going to have to all collectively step up, but that's a lot easier said than done.
This week, a lot of moves on the roster, potentially 5 open spots. Who's going to fill these spots?
Right. That's one of those things to check out. There will be probably some movement coming up from the practice squad, guys to keep an eye out on, or maybe running back Ray Graham. And then you're also going to see some just street free agents brought in. They're going to plug holes that goes into the next thing to watch is the special teams unit. The coverage has to get a little bit better than what we've seen so far, and the returns need to get better. And when you have so much roster turnover, that's going to affect what that does. Now, it might be for the better. Some of these guys coming in might be a spark on special teams, so you'll definitely want to check out those two kind of things that sort of feed off each other.
Finally, Ed Reed. What's the consensus on him? Has he done what we've expected him to do? Is he going to get better? Is this the most that we're going to see out of Ed Reed this season?
I'm still intrigued by the Ed Reed signing. He missed the first 2 games. He's getting back in shape over the course of time, and he's starting. And he said earlier in the week, hey, the game against the Chiefs was my worst game of the season. But I don't think we've truly seen what Ed Reed can be. He's still coming back from the hip injury. He tweaked a knee. I still think there's some capabilities and some things that Reed's going to be able to do that will help this squad down the line. I want to see what number 20 does. It's one of the things I'm going to watch.
Yeah, and let's hope that everyone else brings their best game in the second half of the season.
Yeah,
hopefully it's a whole new fresh start after the bye. That's 5 things to watch. For more, check out HoustonTexans.com.